Hello and welcome to the podcast today. I took a bit of a break because I was working on a project and I was not allowing myself to record a podcast until I was done that. But I am done. It's ready to go and I'm ready to share it with you today. So that project was an online course. So you might have heard about it, especially if you follow me on Instagram or you're on my email list. You've probably heard about this online course called Know Your Ancestor. And I'm going to talk to you about it today and talk about my great-grandmother and how I learned more about her as I worked through this online course. So, this online course, I think it's pretty great. It is something that I have not seen anyone do something like this before, but I know that it's a powerful experience for anyone to go through. So let me just back up a little bit. So I started as a genealogist in 2016. I started taking classes very slowly because I had six kids at the time and I had a seventh in the process of getting that degree. In 2020, in April, I graduated with a degree, an associate's degree in family history research. And kind of during that process, I decided I wanted to share with others how to do genealogy, how to learn about their ancestors. And as I learned how, like, the process of researching and finding information and knowing what's correct and what's not and what's kind of following the genealogy proof standard, I realized that there's a lot more to genealogy than just like finding names and dates, that it's actually pretty powerful to learn your ancestors' stories, that those ancestors that I learned more about them, I felt particularly connected to them, and I had some moments where I could feel their presence kind of cheering me on or guiding me or helping me. And I think that became kind of the focus of my business, that when we learn about our ancestors, that we can have strength from them. Originally, my business name was called Modern Genealogy. I had a podcast under that name and an online course that I created. And then I just felt the shift to branch on a little differently, to focus more on knowing our ancestors, knowing who they were, knowing their hardships, knowing their joys, knowing what happened to them, because there's a lot of strength and power in that. And shortly after I made that shift, I started hearing more about like generational trauma, about epigenetics, how things that happened to our ancestors actually alters how their DNA is expressed genetically and how those things can be passed on. There's been studies done not only in rats, but also in humans. They've looked at the effects of children and grandchildren of Holocaust survivors, of famine survivors, and they've seen some remarkable results, seeing that, you know, there is an actual effect that their DNA expressions are different. And I'm not going to dive into all the science behind that. There's a lot out there about that. But I started thinking, okay, well, we can actually learn, you know, what happened to our ancestors. Maybe they were Holocaust survivors. Maybe they fought in world wars. And those are kind of obvious things that obviously, you know, there would have been some trauma and experiences that probably altered their the expression of their DNA through epigenetics, right? But what about some of those other things that maybe aren't, you know, so universal? Maybe they had children that died young. Maybe they were married young and that was hard. Maybe they were in an abusive relationship. Maybe they had a spouse that died young. Maybe they had to immigrate somewhere and where they went to was not very nice. Maybe they didn't speak the language and would have had a hard time. Maybe they didn't have a support system. Maybe they changed religions and that might have been hard on them. Maybe they didn't have a very high education and you know, they lived in poverty for most of their lives. We might not know all of those things, right? But that's why I created this new online course called Know Your Ancestor. And this course is to help you go through all of those kind of parts of their life, to look deeper into them, to look at the records and the information that you have about your ancestor in a different way, to tell their story more completely, to find all of that information and figure out, you know, what family patterns there might have been, what similarities you might see in your family, or what differences, what things maybe they changed, or maybe what things have been passed down. And that is the basis of this online course that I created. And it was really interesting to work through. So when I did the beta run of the course, I worked through it with the participants in the class. I taught it. So there's 10 video modules, and I kind of gave examples of me working through it with my own great-grandmother. And when I worked through this course, I learned a lot about my great-grandma. I thought I already knew pretty much all there was to know about her. I mean, I heard about her as a child and that she died shortly after giving birth to her 7th child, that my grandpa, he was 4 at the time and ended up being raised by his grandpa. His dad remarried and moved down to Utah. And so I'd heard the stories, but I hadn't really gone deep into who she was. And that was a really powerful experience. I think when we take the time to go slow and to really look at what things happened to our ancestors and consider the results of that, like consider how that would have affected them emotionally, mentally, spiritually, intellectually, socially. That's what we go through in this online course. And it's a pretty complete process. There's a 40-page workbook that we go through that I ask and guide and work through all of the aspects of their life. And it's been a powerful thing for me, and I hope that other people can have that same experience, and I know that they can if they go through the course. So I thought I would just talk about what this online course is and what it's not and who it's for. You can go to knowyourancestorcourse.com to, you know, look through. And I do explain a lot about what the course is, but sometimes it's still maybe hard for people to understand. But this online course is basically a guide for you to look at all of the information that you have about your ancestor and look at all aspects of their life. So we start with looking, you know, deciding an ancestor that you want to learn about. So the course guides you through doing this for one ancestor, but you can do it for multiple because you have lifetime access to the course. Once you've done it for one, you can go back and do it for another ancestor. But you'll want to choose an ancestor that's relatively close in time, so like a great-grandparent or great-great-grandparent, maybe even a grandparent. The more recent an ancestor, the more records are available up to a certain point. I mean, if you're researching your grandparent that was born like in 1930, does anyone have grandparents that young? Probably. Records can be a little harder to find because of privacy laws, you know. But about the 1850 to 1950, their censuses in the U.S., about that range, you're going to be able to find a lot of records in the U.S. and Canada. And the U.K., you might need a little guidance for that area. Anyways, you will choose an ancestor, then you learn, you know, you decide where you want to keep all the information, if you want to use a family search tree or an ancestry tree. Maybe you already have a family tree, and that is totally great. Because this course doesn't primarily focus on learning how to research, it's more about looking at the records. Now, with that, I do have a separate research library with a bunch of different videos about how to research and how to find different records. I wanted this course to be fulfilling and something for people that already have a family tree, but also applicable to people that don't. So the bulk of the course caters to those people that, you know, you already have all the records. But if you don't have all the records, you can find them by using the research library. Okay? Hopefully that makes sense. So you'll get started, decide how you want to organize your course, and then you'll work through your ancestors' well-being. We take a look at 5 different categories of their well-being and look at records to find clues and information about each of those categories. So those 5 categories are physical, emotional, social, spiritual, and intellectual. So, for example, if you are going to start learning about the intellectual category about them, okay, maybe you know what their occupation was. Or you can look at a census record and see that, yeah, they were a farmer, okay? Intellectually, what do you think they would have learned in your life? Or what do you think formal education would they have had? As a farmer, they probably didn't have a high formal education. Maybe they went up to, like, I don't know, grade 8 or so. Maybe even less than that. A lot of farmers, depending on the time period, they might not have gone to school at all. Maybe they just worked on the farm with their family. But that doesn't mean that they didn't get an education, right? As a farmer, they need to know certain things. They need to know how to plant, how to grow, how to, you know, determine what time of year to seed or what time of year to harvest or how to run equipment, you know. So you can think all of these things intellectually, what would have my ancestor been like? So that's kind of the process for all of those 5 categories. We look at different records, we look at different clues, and determine all of these 5 categories of their life. Now, sometimes we don't have many records about them. Maybe they lived in a country where there just are not records available. So we have to kind of get more curious and extrapolate and maybe look at historically what was happening in the area at the time. What would life probably have been like for this ancestor as a female in that country? How were they treated? So we can look historically at what was happening in that time and place, and that can give us insights into all of these categories about their life. You know, spiritually, what religion were they a part of, or would they have likely been a part of? What did that religion believe? How would that have affected how they lived their day-to-day life? All of these things can help us understand who our ancestor was. So then once we've gone through and we've kind of learned this information about our ancestor, why does it matter? Like, then we kind of process and analyze and think about the effects that their life has had on us. So you'll look at the important events in their life and create a timeline and look at what happened, when, and how those things are affecting their posterity. So when I did this with my great-grandmother, I realized something that I had never noticed before, that she must have been pregnant when she got married. And that kind of threw me for a loop, because in my mind, she was this certain perfect human that never made mistakes and was just amazing. And this thing that I learned about her was maybe considered not so great, right? And that was a little bit of a shock and made me really think. I mean, this is not like necessarily a bad thing that she did, right? It's just something that happened. But a lot of us have ancestors that maybe did really horrible and damaging things. Maybe they were abusive. Maybe they, you know, were an alcoholic. Maybe they, I don't know, did something, right, that was really hard. And that can sometimes shake us and be really hard for us to work through. But I think it's important to recognize those things and to work through those things, because when those experiences are just hidden deeper, I believe the effects of those things can be perpetuated. That when we bring them to light, we can heal, we can understand, and we can maybe start recognizing those patterns and beliefs that we might have that have been passed down, and we can start changing. It's also helpful to see that our ancestors were human, like us. you know, that we also do dumb things sometimes. Or maybe we have other family members that do dumb things sometimes. And that can help us to maybe understand, give more grace, and to recognize those patterns and help to heal and progress. So in the last modules of the course, we look at those, you know, similarities, differences that we have between you and your ancestor. We look at maybe what things might have been passed down, what traits you might also have with the same ancestor, or what patterns you recognize. We also, one of the most powerful parts of the course is in this last module where we write a letter to this ancestor. This is particularly powerful for those ancestors that had a really hard life. And maybe we feel like they didn't have much of a prideful existence. I think some of us have ancestors that, you know, were war heroes or were amazing mothers that fed and clothed their children and kept their house clean. And, you know, we kind of put these ancestors on a pedestal, or maybe they were Mormon pioneers that sacrificed so much for their beliefs. But maybe we have ancestors that just, they lived on a little farm in the middle of nowhere for decades and barely survived, and life was just hard. But how powerful to have one of their descendants learning about them, putting all these pieces together, spending so much time learning about their life, and then opening that communication with them by writing a letter, by really being considerate about who this person was, who this ancestor was, and what their life was like, and how it's affected yourself. I think that's a pretty powerful process. And I believe these ancestors still exist, that their souls are still out there, that they still want to connect to us, and how powerful of a conduit to actually learn about their lives and to bridge that connection with them. The last module of the course is to write their story. So in this module, I show you how I did it for my great-grandmother, how I made a little slideshow of her, how you can make a video and, you know, put pictures and a short description of their life, the key kind of moments in their life. And that's a powerful thing to be able to share with your family. Other family members are probably not going to spend as much time learning about this ancestor as you have throughout this course. So you can share it with them in a way that they will actually look at it. I think a lot of us have huge books or biographies about our ancestors. And I don't know about you, but my kids are probably not going to read those unless they catch the family history bug like I have. But they might watch a 3-minute video about an ancestor, right? And that can really help to help others connect to the same ancestor. So that's kind of the bulk of the online course. There's a workbook that is 40 pages full of questions and guidance to dive into one of your ancestors' lives. And then there's also a private Facebook group where you can go for support and ask questions and get help. And then you can also share things like with people that care. I think sometimes we might find information about our ancestor and we tell someone and they're like, okay, whatever. But people in this family, in this Facebook group will care. They will be excited for you. So you can come and share those things also. Along with the Facebook group, you'll get 6 months of access to monthly live Q&As with me. So we'll just meet on Zoom. You can come with any questions that you have, and we can work through them and get any of the help that you need. Maybe you're stuck and you want to find some more records for your ancestor, but you don't know where to get them. I can help you with that. So you'll get 6 months access to those live Q&As. If you want to get the course now, because it's currently on sale until the end of May. If you want to get the course now, but you're not ready to start it, we can postpone your 6-month live Q&As. You'll just need to let me know so that I can get that set up on the back end. So that is the course. On the website, knowyourancestorcourse.com, there's a bunch of Q&As. Not Q&As, there's a bunch of frequently asked questions if you have more questions about if the course is for you. But I think this is the perfect course for anyone that knows that there's something in their family tree that maybe needs to be worked through, or maybe they are just looking for a stronger connection to one of their ancestors, this is the quickest way and the, I believe, the most comprehensive guided way to do so. So the course is currently on sale for $100 off. It's $200 until the end of May. After that, it will go up to $300. So if you want to get in on the introductory price, go to knowyourancestorcourse.com and you can sign up for the course. You'll get instant access. This is a self-guided, work at your own pace online course. So you can go and work on it as quickly or slowly as you would like to. There's also a discount code for those of you who are Canadians. I know with the exchange, it is difficult because the price for the course is in US dollars. So for Canadians, you can use the code Canada at checkout and that will help to offset a bit of the exchange. But please only use that code if you, in fact, are Canadian. Okay. All right. So that is the online course. I'm excited to have it out there. Something for you to start working through, to kind of go through what we do on this podcast with guests, where we look at, you know, what actually happened to our ancestor, what was their life like. The course takes you even deeper than what we do in the podcast or with guests here, because you go through all aspects of your ancestor's life. I know that it's a powerful experience because I've felt it and I've seen others feel it too as they've worked through this online course. And I hope you will check it out. So go to knowyourancestorcourse.com to sign up. The discounted rate will expire by the end of May. So June 1st, it will go back up to the $300 price. There is a monthly payment plan that you can get the course to help your budget a bit there. So go check that out. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here on the podcast today. If you have any questions about the online course, if you want to know if it's for you or whatever, you can send me an email at megan@knowyourancestors.co, or you can send me a message on Instagram or Facebook, and I'd love to help you out. All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.